Sitting at this party, wondering if anyone knows me, really sees who I am. Oh, it's been so long since I fell.
Yes, we are blue. All right. Hello, everybody. This is Terrible Tunes with Steven and Kobe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Thanks indeed. So, just want to start off by saying Shana Tova to all my Jews out there. I know Kobe and I.
Tribe.
Yeah,
Shout out to the tribe.
So, I know we're some Jewish boys in here. It's a new year. It's, for those of you who don't know, tonight is like the beginning. Well, at sundown tonight started Rosh Hashanah, which is just the Jewish New Year. Eat apples and honey. People go to services. It's a nice holiday. But yeah, I just wanted to start off. So we're thinking about doing our show a little bit different tonight. Often basically every time so far, we just played probably around 50, 55 minutes of music and then talk about the music a bit. But we thought it would be fun, inspired by some other shows and just our own internal motivation to do this, to just talk and like really only play like 20, 30 minutes of music and get our thoughts out and have a normal, fun conversation as we like to do. We like to have nice, deep conversations on the day-to-day, so it's kind of fun to do that online so some people can get a little glimpse into what we're thinking. And it's fun for us to share that. So I wanted to start off, since it is a new year for the both of us, by just talking about some like goals we have for the year. Doesn't have to be anything concrete, just like an overall idea or way that you want to go about doing the year, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about it briefly just as that last song was playing, but just what comes off to the top of my head, I mean, I feel like I think about this, like, subconsciously. Like, I'm kind of always thinking about, like, how I can improve, like, as a student, but also, like, you know, as a person, friend, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of happening, like, behind the scenes, like, in my head, but, like, I'm not really giving it attention, you know? Like, it's happening in there, but I'm not, like, just kind of subconsciously. But what kind of floated to the top just now is a couple things. Like, well, just, I'm trying to be more, I mean, for those of you who don't know me, I'm just generally pretty, like, go with the flow. Like,
extremely.
Which has its positives, its pros and cons. The main cons being, like, I don't really look out for my future that much. I'm kind of just, like, just feel like it's gonna work out, and then sometimes don't plan, and then sometimes that can lead to like negative consequences. Most of the time not, usually it works out, but I don't know, I want to get better at like being serious about, like, especially because I feel like right now, I mean, this is like, this is not really that like soulful, but like I just feel like there's a lot of like my future right now is in my own hands. Just because, like, we're in college, like,
yeah,
work hard, do well, set yourself on that right path. So I'm just, one of my goals is to try to, you know, take my path into my own hands more, not just, like, letting myself get, like, blown around wherever the wind takes me, and really just try to, like, seize the reins, get more control, like, and have more of, like, a, like, put more thought into what I want in my future.
For sure. Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a good thing to try to do.
Yeah.
I think there is, like, to an extent, though, where you're, like, thinking about it too much, you know?
Yeah.
But it's definitely, you don't want to just, like, sit back and relax while your life just happens.
Right,
like,
exactly.
There should be some engagement.
Yeah, I kind of feel
like, which is hard to do sometimes.
Most people are like, the cliche is like, don't think too hard about your future, like live in the present. But I feel like in my case, like I could use some trying to think more about the future.
Yeah, it's like it's a balancing act.
Some people need
to increase it, some people need to decrease it.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, something more, a little bit more like in the spirit of the New Year's. I think I want to try to be more like open in my friendships and just like letting the people that I know who I care about, like that I do, and just letting them know, because I feel like it's nice when people say that to you, you know? Like, I appreciate it when people say that. And I think a lot of the times, like, you care about people, but you don't tell them, or you're not, like, transparent about it, and then they never know. But yeah. If they know, they'll just be happy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
No one doesn't like getting a text, you know, to ask to get lunch or something. Like,
right.
Even if they can't make it, everyone's going to like that someone's, like, thinking about them, you know?
Yeah, totally. Just, if you're thinking about somebody, just let them know.
That's definitely something I could work on, too. I've been thinking about, so today I was driving, I was seeing my family yesterday and this morning in New York City, and I was on a bit of a long journey back here today, so I had some ample time to reflect,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking a lot about the year and, like, how, honestly, like, so far everything's kind of gone really well this year, like, in terms of just settling in and, like, I joined the water polo club. Like, I have a new community of people like that. I was looking for that. I don't know. I'm still doing the things I like. Like, we still got the radio show. Like, living with two good guys. This guy's one of them. Just, I don't know, doing our thing. Like, having some nice, like, watching movies, hanging out, like, going out, living the normal college life to an extent. And, but yeah, I think some things that I want to work on for this year. It's kind of hard to, like, put words to it, but one thing I definitely want to try to do is just continue to, like, it's kind of similar to what Kobe's saying, but just, like, push myself to really see the best in everyone and just, like, take the great moments that I have, like, not take it for granted, because, like, we're kind of living in a time right now that's very unique. We're surrounded by so many people, like, that are our age and, like, have similar interests. At, like, and we're just living here, like, we're lucky enough that, like, we're not worried about, like, getting money to, like, pay for stuff right now. Like, we're just, like, going to class, doing our work, and then besides that, we have the time to do whatever we want with it. And, like, that's probably a good, like, 6-8 hours a day that you have to take into your own hands. And what you choose to do with that, I think, is important and shouldn't just be looked over. So, yeah, kind of similar, like, taking the year, like, into my own hands and really trying to put some meaning to the things I'm doing. I think I'm doing that so far, but I could even do it. I don't know. I don't want to think about it, like, too hard all the time, but I think I could just, it would be good for me to just really try to, honestly, like, sometimes I overthink things and just not, and just, like, do what I'm enjoying. If I'm enjoying something, keep doing it. If I'm not, like, maybe think about why I'm not. Like, I think that's all you need to be happy, you know, is just pursue things that interest you and that you think will benefit you in the short term and the long term. I feel like a lot of times people think about one or the other and not both at the same time, you know, and just, like, weighing the benefits of both. So there's some things that, like, are only going to benefit you in the short term, but maybe it's still worth doing because it's not going to hurt you in the long term. But, you know, some things maybe that will hurt you in the long term, the benefit in the short term aren't worth doing. It's a fine line, fine balance. There's lots of, like, specific things I can come up with, but I feel like the overall message is kind of what's important.
Yeah, it's definitely all about finding that balance.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's college, finding the balance.
That really is what college is. Like, got and all it, these random commitments and...
Yeah, it honestly takes, like, a year to start, like, figuring it out.
It's a puzzle.
But that kind of ties me into another thing I wanted to talk about. We may have to throw a song in between before we keep talking, but
I'm for that.
I'll bring it up so we can start thinking about it while the song's rolling.
Okay, I like that.
Is just, like, how is this year, like, so far, and what you think, like, going forward, different than last year, and, like, what are some of the benefits of, like, benefits and consequences of just, like, being a second year student, like, what are the differences, you know? Because I feel like there's a lot of things that are different than last year and, like, where we are in that balancing act. So,
yeah, it's just commenting different. On that. But all right, sounds good. I think
we're gonna play a little something first.
Wait, your computer is
pass me that. So, that first song was a Kobe pick.
Yeah, that first song was It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody by Wiseblood. I think it's Wiseblood. For a while, I pronounced it Wazeblood, but then I was corrected by a friend that it's Wiseblood, but I'm not even sure if that's right. But Yeah, she just, that's like a recent single of hers. And I think low-key an album might be coming through, which has not happened for a minute, so that's exciting.
That would be exciting, yeah.
And then next up, we have like a little bit more of a high-energy song. It's called All You Do by Magdalena Bay. So yeah, enjoy.
Alrighty, we back, we back. So, yeah.
He is back.
We were introduced a song, but what were we saying before? Well, I wanted to add an element that I didn't mention before we went into that song about this topic, which is the interesting question, especially if you're out there listening, you haven't gone to college yet, or you went to college a long time ago and haven't like seen what it's like now. I feel like it's interesting to compare kind of like what we thought college would be like slash what you see in the movies and stuff to the actual real experience that we've experienced. Obviously, the experience is different at every college, but like the Tufts experience compared to that, that's kind of advertised in the world.
Yeah, I definitely.
And like how it's shaped in like last year and this year. I think that's kind of interesting to touch on because it's certainly different.
Yeah, I think for on your first point, on your first question of like how it compares to like just how you imagine it before going there, like it,
yeah.
You just see things in movies and stuff.
Like, do you remember what you imagine college would be like?
I kind of do, but what I'm realizing is like how you imagine it is just like such a hollow image because you just really have no idea. And so you just have, like, vague images of, like, people on the quad, like, throwing frisbee and stuff, or, like, I don't know, like, going to a party or something. But it's, like, it's just hollow in comparison, like, to your actual experience, which is just vivid, obviously. It's, like, there's so many more elements to it that you just can't even imagine, like, going into it. Like, yeah, it's just something, like... And also, everyone has their own college experience.
Yeah.
So it's just pretty hard to, like, have any sense of that just based off of, like, media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when people, when you, like, talk to people who are in college, like, that can kind of give you some idea, but, like,
you just gotta experience it.
Actual experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? How did you kind of think about it going into it?
Going in, honestly. I was really excited. I was excited for, you know, the independence it grants you. I'm excited to just be around a bunch of kids my own age and, like, have the potential. Like, I honestly didn't really have the best high school experience, so, like, I didn't have too many, like, close friends in those years. So, coming here, I was really hoping to have some, like, actual, like, intimate, close relationships with, like, just, like, random people that I, like, don't, in the moment before college, like, I had never met before and, like, I had no clue what to expect, but I did expect, like, or I didn't expect, but I was excited for the potential to, like, make some really close connections and have a group of, like, guys to, like, go do activity, like, go out to a party or go, like, hiking or do this, that, you know, just, like, fun, like,
yeah,
youthful moments.
Totally.
And I was just very much just looking forward to those,
want youthful moments.
Those youthful, like, young adult, like, key experiences.
Right.
And I feel like now that I'm here... I think the fact that we're here now and are currently experiencing it makes it really hard to, like, think about what I would have imagined it without having experienced it.
Yeah.
Like, it very much dilutes it, because now I'm like, what does college look like? And I just imagine this.
Right.
Because this is what it looks like to me.
Well, it's just, like, it's just so much more vivid and complex than, like, how you could imagine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you're imagining, it's just, like, you're seeing it from, like, a third-person perspective.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching it playing out on the screen. You know? But, like, when it's actually you, it's different. At least that's how I felt.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly not... At least at Tufts, it's certainly not how you see college in movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, this isn't your typical, like... This isn't a big school. There's not big parties here. There's not, like, big
football game.
Yeah, there's no tailgates. We have a football team, but probably not more than 30 kids go to the games. So, instead of, you know, thousands. But... it's fun. It has a different, like, the atmosphere is just different, you know? It's more, there's certainly, like, a lot of people here very focused on, like, actual academic work and, like, pursuing their futures. But there's still, like, a good group of, like, not that I'm not trying to do that, but I'm trying to do that in a kind of a more chill way. And that gives me the opportunity to, like, make and take advantage of the youthfulness that I have right now and the fact that I'm around so many other young people and was like living with them. Like, we both went to sleepaway camp and it's very campy, you know?
Yeah,
you're just like living with your best friends. It's nice, like, you just hang out all the time, but then you're also adults and can do whatever you want, so you're not like having supervision.
Yeah,
you know, so it's so fun.
It's a decent setup.
It's a great setup.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I feel like what I was saying earlier about like the balance and how that's, I feel like you probably don't really find your perfect balance in of college until you get to, like, the last day of it. But I feel like the way to characterize last year was, like, the beginning of the year was just, like, what is going on? Like, who are these people?
For real.
Like, I'm just nervous. Like, ending the day just kind of, like, sad every day. But, like, also in the day, like, feeling really good. Like, whoa, these people are all cool. I'm meeting so many cool people. Yeah. Then at the end of the day, you're just like, wait, what just happened? Like,
yeah, like,
so much going on.
It's hard to, like, contextualize it at the start because it's just so many, like, new experiences and stuff.
Every day is just
My gosh, I do not miss it. I'm not gonna lie.
But it's fun though, nonetheless. Like, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And although, like, I'm definitely, like, happier right now than I was, like, a lot happier than I was last year. Like, that's kind of fun and exciting. Like, every day you have no clue what's gonna happen. It's very exciting. It's a fun 3 months or so to live in where you're just like, who am I gonna sit with tomorrow at lunch? Like,
yeah.
No clue. It could be someone you've never met before. It could be someone you've been hanging out with a bit. But it's fun. And I think also, like, something interesting that's different as you get older is, like, last year we had a bunch of friends, and I'm like, wow, I feel like I might be friends with the people for the rest of college. And then you come into this year and you're like, I would never be friends with them for the rest of college. It's just like, it's just like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like your friends change, like,
it gets
so easily.
Up. It really gets shaken up just based off of circumstance, you know? Because, yeah. Like, it's just a lot easier to be friends with people when you're in close proximity with them. And, like, there's a lot of good people at the school. So, like, there's a lot of people you could be close friends with.
Yeah, it's kind of... Well, it's just, like, people always say, like, oh, you probably don't find your close friends until, like, sophomore, junior year. Right. But when you're in freshman year, you don't think about that, you know?
Yeah, you kind of just... You just don't have any perspective. I mean, I feel like this is just kind of how life is. It's like, have perspective until the next year.
It's so
then
true.
Then the year after that, you get perspective on that. Like, the past 5 years, I mean, there's just so much change that happens, like, in these developmental stages. But every single year, I feel like I have perspective on the previous year.
Yeah.
And
you just
crazy.
Get wiser and wiser.
You get wiser every single year.
Until you start losing your memory, and then you get less and less wise.
Like, we're probably going to have a different perspective on our experiences that we're having right now, next year, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes that makes me wonder, like, is it even worth it to think about at that point? You can reflect all you want, but you're just always going to be reflecting on something new. I don't know. I personally enjoy reflecting.
I think you learn from it. Yeah, same. I do, too. You definitely learn from it, like... And it helps you with being more certain with how you, like, approach life, like, in the current moment. Through reflecting on your previous experiences. Yeah. But no, this year's been great so far.
It really has.
We've got some new community.
Yeah. We're living in a different area on campus, like, new dorm, like, different people in the dorm is fun. We got some... A good group of guys in the dorm that we like, which is fun. And just, I don't know, doing our own things, getting a little, like, classes aren't really my favorite thing, but that's just me. But, like, they're at least getting a bit more, like, in-depth and more focused on what I'm trying to study, which is nice. So.
Yeah, totally.
It's good to feel like your classes aren't just, like, 400-300 people lecture halls. Like,
yeah, although mine low-key still are.
I guess.
They're getting
depends on your
hard,
major, but
though.
Like
they're getting freaking hard.
Yeah, classes are hard.
Oh, we don't have to get into that though.
But yeah, maybe we'll put on a song.
Yeah.
So next up, we got one of my picks. We're just gonna shuffle in our picks a bit. So I want to play a Steely Dan tune that I stumbled upon while laying in my hammock about a week ago. I was listening to an album I hadn't listened to, Pretzel Logic. And I can't remember if there were a bunch of songs that, like, stuck out to me, but this song was definitely one of the ones. And so here it is. Any major dude will tell you.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. failure, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major doom will tell you. Any major doom. Dusty desert highway, Pacific cliffs kiss the high waves, the morning sun rips through the clouds and you close your eyes. To a messy morning kitchen of a mind I've always lived in, same as it always was, till the birds start singing on the way above. Like, don't it feel good? Don't it feel alright to get a little stone and push the mess aside? So if you could dream with me, I wonder if we'd ever see gumball in a diamond sky, spinning days into nights, but just beating drum on a ladder run that just wants to hold someone. It don't matter who, it don't matter when. If it don't work, you're gonna feel that spin through mountains and roads and valleys so low. These aren't heavy things, we just can't let go. Don't it feel good? Don't it feel alright to get a little stone and push the mess aside? There's an endless highway and I caught it mines today, where you can hear the ocean as the cars parade. It's like, no point turning back. Yes, every note I ever sung melts into another one. So I won't pretend that I know when, but I know all good things must end. So where do we go when
everyone knows someday our hearts explode. Hey, don't it feel good? Don't it feel alright to get a little stone and push the mess aside? When there's an endless highway in our crowded minds today, oh, you could hear the ocean as the cars parade, just like ooh, 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 eh, na, 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 na.
Alright, so that last song was a personal favorite of mine kind of recently. It's called Don't It Feel Good by Mount Joy. If you listened in last week, I'm a band I'm going to see in concert, which I'm excited about. A lot of their songs, I feel like.
Oh, when's that concert?
Fun to listen to. It's like late October. It's like a random Tuesday night. I'm going to have to miss one of my classes for it, but.
It's worth it.
It's my birthday gift from my parents, which is quite nice. So. Yeah, I had a little something else that I wanted to bring up. So I feel like right now we're kind of getting to the point where we're really starting to have to think about the future for a few reasons. Mainly housing for next year is really getting us thinking about the future. So I wanted to just bring up that and like talk about how hard it is to feel present and what we're kind of doing to stay grounded. I'm trying to figure that out. Like, how can I stay grounded right now when my mind is like I'm planning on going abroad for the whole year next year. Like, when I'm thinking about that, like making the decisions of where I'm going, when I had to make a decision if I'm gonna do that, like it just pulled me out of the moment so hard, and it was really making me anxious for like a week. So I don't know.
Yeah.
How are you trying to stay grounded with all that?
I know. I mean, you got the housing stuff. Smacked me in the face today because we were looking at houses. I was looking at some houses with my hopefully future roommates, housemates next year. It's easy to get caught up in that and forget that this year just started and we have a whole sophomore year before we get into that. But it was kind of scary, like looking at these houses and imagining that future, and it just really feels like college is flying by.
Yeah.
It's like, we're really about to move off campus right now?
But then you realize you're really not about to move.
No, it's just like, okay, we just got here for this year, so.
Which is also kind of annoying, because, you basically, because of just the trend around here, you just kind of have to, decide your housing when, really, you don't really know if you're going to want to live with those people, in 9 months from now. That's hard to make a decision like that. It's stressful, but.
It's very stressful.
Often things end up working out. But
yeah, I mean.
Do you feel like you're, finding ways to still, be in the moment, or are you just kind of, fully
overwhelmed
by that?
Well, kind of what I talked about earlier is,
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit too good at being able to push those things aside. It stresses me out for,
Hey, that's a thing a lot of us want to have.
In a concentrated way for a little bit. But then I can kind of just put it out of mind. I don't know. The future stresses me out, but, it's not really the little things. It's more the big things. Yeah. I mean, Steven knows this. My main stress right now is I'm really thinking about where I'm going to find my wife.
So if you're listening to this and you want to, apply to be a wife,
what has been said,
just let him know.
Hit my line.
Call in right now. Propose.
I don't know. I'm less worried about, where I'm going to live next year. I'm able to put that out of mind, where I'm going to live next year, where I'm going to, if I'm going to go abroad or not. The things that I'm more kind of, this is stupid, but I guess everyone's different. But that's the kind of thing that I'm kind of pondering when I'm feeling kind of stressed or something.
Yeah.
It's man, how can I make a meaningful life, you know?
Yeah.
But, so, I'm usually pretty good at being able to stay in the moment when it comes to directly, like, what's happening next year. I can kind of put that out of mind. But, like I said earlier, I'm trying to be better at actually not just, like, putting it out of my mind. It's almost like procrastinating. Like, I put it out of my mind just to not think about it. But, like, I need to address it.
Yeah. I think for me, one of the ways to, like, keep myself present and stuff, like, for me, this stuff does kind of pull me out of the moment, but I think sometimes you just need to be out of the moment for a second and just grind it and figure it out.
Yeah.
So you can, like, feel confident in your plan and then just go back into what you're doing and,
right,
like, resume. Like, sometimes you just kind of have to step away, like, take a break from the moment and really just figure out what you're going to be doing. Cause
exactly.
You're going to need to do it eventually, and you might as well, like, figure that out now so you can just, like, be at peace for a while, you know?
Right, that's what I'm trying to... That's exactly what I'm trying to do more, is, like, instead of being, like, oh, that'll figure that out later and it'll sort itself out.
Just do it.
Just to, like, be like, all right, I'm going, I'm freaking going, I'm doing, I'm taking my notes, I'm doing my research, and I'm going to sort this out, and then I'm going to be good.
Yeah. Like, that's easier said than done.
Yeah. I think I am taking some strides in the right direction.
That's good.
Little step. You know, it's like, you got to build habits, and it starts with small steps. Like, I feel like I'm doing better at, like, starting my homework early, getting ahead.
Yeah.
Trying to do a good job with my work, not just, like, doing the bare minimum. But we'll see once the year starts to get really going. That might have to change, but...
Yeah. I feel like it's definitely starting to get going, though. I'm starting to see tests start rolling into the calendar.
That's a scary sight. I just got
in the coming week, actually.
That is a scary sight.
It's scary, but... You just kind of grind it. You do it.
You get by.
It is what, like, it happens. It's not like the day you're not, like, the day comes and you do it.
Yeah.
And whatever grade you get, you know?
Yeah.
You prepare as best you can in the time you have.
And that you get what you get and you don't
get what you get, yeah. Work, if you don't feel good, you try harder next time. But it's definitely hard because, like, I find that I'm doing work and then I don't have... Like, I have work, and then I have, like, activities that I do, like, water polo, getting meals, like, hanging out with friends and talking. And I don't have that much time to, like, suit out my own, like, personal, like, thoughts and stuff as much. More than I did, like last year, like, beginning of last year, I had no time to do that. But still, now I still struggle sometimes to have enough time for personal reflection. Like,
yeah,
that's just kind of, like, I think I've just, the way I've dealt with that now is just having my personal reflection include someone else in it, like telling them what I'm thinking, you know?
Right.
Like, you just kind of have to. I think that's why it's so important to have close friends in your room, honestly, because you need to open up to someone, like, when you don't have any. You want to, like, get social time in, but you also want to process stuff. Process it socially.
Do
like,
it that's both. Yours.
Yeah, you can do. You kill, like, two birds with one stone, whatever right. the saying is. And
I know, there's not that's enough been time working in the for day me, for everything to yeah. get in. You got to compromise somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like journaling, but I just don't really have time to, like, sit down and write a journal like 30 minutes every day, like
right.
that would be great, but that I'd rather just
but no, and then you're just
have, like, social time, you know, so
yeah, you gotta just too much things to fit in. Meals take up a lot of time, honestly.
meals are the one thing.
3 hours per day.
Yeah, because we're eating like 6 meals in a day. We got breakfast, snack, lunch, snack,
time for snack,
dinner, snack, then later snack.
Yeah, 2 snacks after dinner.
And then you have to sleep too, so yeah, that's unfortunate, but it does feel good to get into our, we're under our like string
our
lights and cozy
room. Our
room
is so nice.
So cozy. So yeah, I think with that we'll...
Oh wait, we should do the impromptu.
Yeah, so we do have to include a PSA into our...
We figured we'd improv this one.
I think Kobe will take this one.
Okay, PSA. Still hasn't come into my mind, but I'll think of it as I...
I got a PSA.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is a public service announcement from 91.5 FM WMFO Radio. If you're a student at Tufts, if you're a student anywhere, if you're a person anywhere, take a moment every day, breathe in the air, smell what's around you, see what's around you, hear what's around you, feel what's around you, and see what's around you. And use that 5 to 10 seconds to just process the world, be present, and I promise you'll feel calmer and be able to move on with a bigger, better, happier day. Thank you. That was a kind message from yours truly, Terrible Toots. So, going back to one of Kobe's songs now.
All right. Next up, we have In Between and Overseas by Sampha. I think it's, I say Sampha, but he's British, so maybe it's Sampha. Man, I've been listening to this album a lot recently, and I really, really like it. Like, to be honest, I'm very late to the wave. It was
it's not a new album. Acclaimed
back in the day of 2017, I think, is when it came out. And I think a lot of my friends actually really liked it, but I just never really gave it a serious listen until now. And it's really freaking good. So, would recommend. So yeah, next up, In Between and Overseas by Sampha.
If this is genuine lunacy, then famously you dance with me. In between us is an ocean full of minds, enough to change the tides. And in between and overseas, and we're awakers of empathy. See, we're walking through the meadows, straight towards the light, somewhere to reside. And we see the sun, it helps more than a little bit. This is genuine stupidity. Then famously you love me. You see, I wish I had a potion to make this into time, an animation life. Makes me think of my baby.
I left down in New Orleans. I left down in New Orleans. Magnolia, you sweet thing, you're driving me mad. Gotta get back to you, babe. You're the best I ever had. You're the best I ever had. You whisper good morning so gently in my ear. Coming home to you, baby. I'll soon be there. I'll soon be there.
As this song ends, the next one begins. This is Magnolia by Eric Clapton featuring John Mayer. This is Terrible Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We had a good show, fun to talk. And we got two more songs, and we will see you next week.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
This one is Nothing Remains by Whitney, and the next is Orange Blood by Mountjoy. Enjoy. See you all later.
I know everyone falls behind.
dorata, você é perfeita. Eu quero você muito mais than any language could describe. Yes, and I know that worry eats at your mind. Let the desert sun decorate time as we go driving on the interstate.
Our ego, the pain's what makes us.